246-0623.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
This is Joseph Farah, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Wow. That's great.
Eyes to see.
Amen. How did you get that one? That was really good. I'll just play stupid here right now. All right. We've been talking about the standard in movies, folks. Welcome back. Folks, I got one more question. I want to give away one more DVD. Give me the answer. Who's the best broadcasters on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time? You can just take a wild guess. That number's 1-877-807-9977. I'll give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, and it literally did. 1-877-807-9977. Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Now, it's interesting. After that prayer, we got national attention. It seemed to those that were intending to destroy, backfired in a lot of ways. Because what they meant for evil, God meant for good. Because what was a local disaster for a couple weeks turned into a national success. God's got plans. Mm-hmm. But how does he do it? He does it through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. See, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us who believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. Now, most of you professed Christians out there have no idea what I just said. And I'll tell you why. Because you've been going to the wrong church. You actually have to stand. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we're afflicted, we're partakers of the afflictions, we'll also be partakers of the glory. Most preachers don't know that. Most of the senior preachers out there just don't get that. They think if trouble comes, there's something wrong.
It's the devil.
Wait a second. Trouble? I thought we were going to be hated by all men for his name's sake. Why? Because we establish righteousness. Do criminals like cops? No. They hate them. They call them pig. They call them the fuzz. They call them all these negative names. Because they know within truth that they're the ones that are doing something wrong, and the cop is the good guy for magnifying the laws of the land because he loves his country. They got it backwards. Well, so do Christians. Are your veterans bad? No, they're not. They ratify the Constitution through their blood, through their fight, through their valor, through their courage. I was just telling my wife today a little side note to that. Isn't it interesting? Our veterans are over there doing the stuff. Well, in America, everybody's fighting to get their way. Shame on those in America that are debating away the pith and the marrow as to what the veterans are fighting for. Shame on the professing church to allow evil to prevail in this country when Christ died to manifest himself to destroy it. Got it backwards, folks. Back in the 1800s and the 1900s, you didn't see this kind of professed Christianity. These Christians seen God move on their behalf because they believed that God was with them. What did Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, say? First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. How many professing churches or how many professing Christians in this country even understand an iota of that? People need to see the Christ. They don't need to see another preacher. They need to see answers. They need to have answers. I remember Charles Finney one time said this. He first got saved, and he went to this church. This is back in the 1700s, folks. And he said, hey, why would I have you people pray for me when you yourselves don't even get the prayers, your prayers answered? Why would I want you to pray for me? That's exactly right. Go to God yourself, folks, because with him, he will answer in the closet time. You don't need to make a big spectacle out of it. Don't have to go to a church with 10,000 people in it. Just you and God, and let him answer, and let him show himself strong on your behalf, because he always does. But it's not easy. It is hard. He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But he also promised to those that stay the course that the gates of hell shall not prevail. He promised it. He promised that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Study the book of Psalms and you'll learn how to pray, said George Miller. He was the guy in England that never went. He had all of those orphanages, and they never went more than a half an hour when they had no food in the shelves, and they prayed to the God on high, the God of Israel in Jesus' name. They never went more than a half hour at the time that that man overseen those orphanages without food. Never. Don't tell me he's not who he says he is, folks. He is who he says he is. He's an awesome God, and he's a faithful God. Stuart in Minnesota, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Stuart, got a real quick question for you. Stuart? Is it Jimmy Stuart?
Stu?
Stuart! Earth to Stu. I want that part of my life back. I think he just clicked off. Rachel, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, ma'am?
I'm all right.
Now, are you going to answer my question? Are you going to be nice about it? Because if you're going to embarrass me in front of everybody, I'm not even going to ask you.
Oh, gosh. I hope I know the answer.
Okay. Here's the question. Who are the best broadcasters on Saturday from 4 to 6 on national radio from 4 to 6 Central Standard Time Zone?
You guys, Sons of Liberty, but it used to be at 3.
That's right!
Nice job. She's sincere.
You know what? If I had more to
give... I really missed you guys for a long time. I wonder what the heck happened to you. And I'm going, no, don't say they took them off. Oh, no.
Amen. That's awesome. Thank you, Rachel. You know what? We felt the same way,
yeah. But
we just had to take a little break. We had a little mishap happen, and we just had a little hurdle in front of us, and we got over it, and we came back, and we did some stuff nationally, and we came back, and all is well.
Oh,
so
thank you, dear God.
Yeah, amen. Well, thank you, Rachel. We appreciate it. I'm going to give you a free DVD. It's called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. Boy, that was a little more than what we expected.
That was awesome.
Did somebody put her up to that?
No.
Come on. Tell Rachel.
Maybe it was Stuart.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell Rachel this too, guys. Jake will take her to the restaurant of her choice today. That's how generous I'm. I'm in a generous mood right now.
Sky's the limit.
Jake will take her out to dinner. Just that was so great. Wasn't that cool?
It's an opportunity to bless, yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Rachel?
Oh, I'm starting to act
right
like,
on the money.
Jake, I'm starting to act like the government now, aren't I? I'm using your money.
We
to
love
say,
you
ah,
Americans
yes,
so much
yes.
that we're going to use Peter's money to give it to Paul.
Yeah.
Well, what about yours, Mr. Governor? Oh, don't worry about that.
Yeah. What's a socialist anyways? What's the difference between a socialist and a capitalist? Socialist is still living off the capitalist.
That's right. As long as there's flesh on that carcass, he will eat it.
He will try to.
But when there's not, then he'll get eaten himself, which is what's happening in America today.
Let's get back to business. Specific restrictions were spelled out as a particular application of these principles. Right before the break, folks, these are the things that could not happen during a radio show. I'm sorry, a movie. I'm looking at three different things up on the screen. Real interesting. 30 seconds, we got to take a quick break again. Wow. Here, let me give that quote by the Supreme Court back in 1980. Can you move that one? In 1980, the Supreme Court made the following statement in Stone versus Graham. They said if the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. They said, the Supreme Court of the United States, folks, said, this is not a permissible state objective. Whoa. Who do they work for? We'll be right back after this break. We're going to continue on with the restrictions.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today I'm happy to recognize the Homework Guy. Kevin Hunter is the Homework Guy, and his mission is to sincerely help people find the vehicle that they really want and need, but without the pressure to buy today. Kevin really wants the customer to have the access to information like never before. The Homework Guy's goal is to change the car industry. When I sat down with Kevin, he had explained to me that if you're going to avoid rip-offs and scams that do exist in our car industry, you must first do your homework. That is where the Homework Guy comes in. To be an informed buyer is not enough. Kevin says you must know where to look for that information. I would have to agree with Kevin. If you need to buy or sell a car and want to go to a place with honesty and fairness, you need to talk to Kevin Hunter. Go to thehomeworkguy.com. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You know, that last lady was just so sincere.
Very.
Heather just told me she came in here and just kind of went on a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. She said, those guys offer me hope. No, that's what the Word of God does. Mm-hmm. He offers you hope. Just like our forefathers offered us hope through Christ.
His demonstration.
Back in the 1700s when everybody was standing around talking about how bad everything was. The way that you bring about hope is respond to the truth that's been given. That's really how it comes about. We were talking about the specific restrictions with movies up until 1968, things that could not be done during a movie in 1968. I knew I should have got Jake a Mexican Coke. I mean, what a deadbeat. Sits over there and just stares off into space. Wait until we get this camera up in here, folks. You'll see what I'm talking about. And just to make sure everybody keeps rolling here, we'll just have the camera on me all the time.
Oh, come on. I thought I was going to get my shot.
Well, you just got it.
I do appreciate you letting me talk sometimes, though.
No, well, no, what are friends for? Don't ever equate me as to being one of your friends, but outside of
but
that.
But that is. That will be on the podcast tomorrow, and people are going to hear it all over. So.
You're making me do this.
You let it slip.
No. You're making me.
He told the truth!
You're making me do this, and I'll do it. That's fine. America, you can hear this. The only reason Jake, the other guy, is here is because his mother pays me a lot of money to have him on the radio. A lot of money. If it wasn't
is
for her.
Is that why she never gives me money?
If it wasn't for her donation, you would not be here at all. I'm sorry.
Well, thanks, Mom.
Dude,
I appreciate
hey,
it.
Listen,
hey, it's worth it to me.
Love.
As long as I can be around the best radio broadcaster
love,
on Saturdays from 4 to 6.
Well, that's right. And, I mean, that helps, but I kind of get sick. It's kind of like a fly that keeps flying around. That's kind of what it's like working
the
with
buzzing?
Jake. Just,
the
nah.
buzzing?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
But you can't because
no.
Mom's paying you.
Woo! Specific restrictions were spelled out as a particular application of the movies all the way up until 1968. You could not bring forth revenge. In modern times, it was not to be justified. Revenge was not to be justified in movies. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures shall not imply that low forms of sex relationships are accepted or the common thing. Wow, I'm not even going to bring that one up. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when not essential to the plot. Lustful kissing was to be avoided, along with any other treatment that might stimulate the lower and baser elements mm-hmm. of your dispensation, your carnal nature. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and to the people in history of other nations were not to be presented fairly. You know, I seen a sign the other day. Someone posted a Facebook picture, and it said that I'll take 10,000 Al-Qaeda terrorists to one American soldier. And somebody had the audacity to post on the bottom of it, well, there's freedom of speech. I said, no. No, that's not freedom of speech. That's blasphemy to our soldiers who are out there maintaining peace by enforcing our constitutional laws against their terroristic acts. I've said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again. Liberty is found in what the law permits, not outside of that. That's called fraternizing with the enemy. That's not free speech, America. You know, traitors used to be killed in this country. Now they just joined the Democratic Party. I'm sure I'll hear that one. Bradley using incendiary speech again. It's about time someone does bring forth incendiary speech. You got all these conservatives out there, folks. Forgive me. If you're a real conservative, I'm not talking to you. If you have a love for the truth, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But the conservatives that complain about the administration, and then when you speak out against them, they think, oh, you just went too far. Oh, yeah. You know, I got a question for you, Mr. Hypocrite. Was I supposed to step on the blood of our veterans to honor the president that the American people voted in to be entrusted to serve the people that is disgracing the veterans and the blood of the United States because it might go just a little too far for you? Sorry, not on my watch. If that's what you're looking for, you should probably look up the word conservative because a conservative is a preservative. And if you want to call yourself a patriot, you might want to look up the definition of that one as well because a patriot is he who upholds dying laws. You sit there and say, oh, he can have his change back, but you go right along with them, hook, line, and sinker. They assault you with every name under the book. Racist, bigot, hater, ignoramus, doesn't know the Constitution. Playing the race card 24-7, and then when you call him out for who he really is, then you have these conservatives saying, oh, that's incendiary. That's just too far. I can't believe he said that. No, America's been waiting for you to say that. Don't sit there and call yourself a conservative and a preservative and a patriot and a tea partier and a Republican if you don't know what the definition is. People are tired of your hypocrisy. They're tired of it. That's where the hope is found, when you depart from that. People are tired of double talk. People are tired of circular reasoning. So many of these people, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. They try to save face, and the whole time they lose face. They think people are stupid.
Yeah. Think people
politicians
like
do it all the time, and you got these conservatives that are around these little political parties in Minnesota here. They're just as bad as they are. And what's scary about it is they call them, they call themselves the righteous ones. I mean, can you imagine our foreign, our veterans in foreign wars just letting the enemies break through? The battle lines just break it through? Hanging out with the enemy, fraternize with them? Go ahead and kill more of my guys. What do I care? I mean, can you imagine our military doing that? Our military is not doing that. But that's what these conservatives do in Minnesota here. You got me on a little tangent there, and it's something that needs to be talked about. And by the way, in Minnesota here, I'll tell you what, the standard is changing because people are paying attention. See, because the higher you raise the standard, they have to go up to the top too, because if they don't, then they look just as foolish as the ones that they complain about.
That's right.
You see how that works? That's what leaders are. That's what leaders do. And I'll tell you what these supposed hypocritical conservatives do. They sit around a little circle with them and their do-nothing buddies at a bar drinking a beer, and they talk about the people that are truly leading because they envy those that really do take a stand. They're cowards. Folks, let me say it this way. They're traitors to the American cause. They do the same thing as the ones that they complain about. That's what they do. And you know I'm talking to you, Mr. Politician. People see right through you. People are tired of you. They're sick and tired of your garbage. You talk the talk, but you don't walk the talk. Let me finish this segment up. We're talking about the specific restrictions. Up until 1968, of those things that you could not have during a movie. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully. And the people and history of other nations were to be presented fairly. The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil, subjects must be subject to the dictates of good taste. Capital punishment, third degree methods, cruelty to children or animals, prostitution, and surgical operations were to be handled with similar sensitivity. Wow.
And they knew about conscience.
Oh, they sure did. You ask a little kid and show him what abortion is, a little kid, he'll say, you mean they kill those babies inside of their mom? It's offensive to them.
Yep.
Because their conscience are still tender.
That's right.
What happens when you become an adult in this country? I guess you become mature and forget about the price paid for your liberties, yeah?
Right.
Folks, again, we're going to come back talking about people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. The Sons of Liberty is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to weigh in during this last half hour, please do, folks. The show is all about you. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you have haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We'll just go ahead and call it that portion for the day before we get going here. Folks, listen to this. I was talking about hypocritical conservatives, hypocritical tea partiers, hypocritical preservers. Excuse me. This is a great analogy. There was once a diplomatic soldier during the Civil War who wanted to please both the Yankees and the Confederates. So he decided to wear a Union shirt and Confederate pants for his uniform. He then walked out onto the battlefield thinking both sides would accept him. He was dreadfully mistaken as he was shot by both the North and the South. That's exactly a politician. That's exactly a hypocrite. How many times we deal with young people, they have problems in their life because of their parents.
Yeah.
How many times did you used to hear that when you were a kid, Jake? Oh, you don't want to smoke these rotten things. Well, then what are you smoking them for, Ma?
No drinking, no talking like that.
Yeah, but yet when they got mad, what would they do?
Ground you.
Well, I'm asking you a question, Jake.
Ground you.
You asked if you could be a part of the show. I'm letting you in here. Come on.
I appreciate that. I was just thinking in Pilgrim's Progress, the man facing both ways. Goes both ways. It's on one day. When he decides it's convenient for him to do it.
Yeah.
Not realizing, like that soldier, he thought he's going to win both sides.
Yeah.
But no, both sides despise you. They can't stand you, and you're not winning anything.
Yeah. You know, yeah, great analogy. If you know Pilgrim's Progress, that was John Bunyan.
That's right.
He had that dream.
That was the second most popular book in the world.
That's correct.
Next to the Bible, which inspired the story of the Pilgrim's Progress.
Let's get to the next point. Victor Hugo said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. Folks, Thomas Jefferson said this. He said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Let me say this in youth vernacular. If a nation expects to be stuck on stupid and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Folks, can I get a couple people to call in real quick? Because this is a great question and answer right here. The number's 1-877-807-9977. If you consider yourself a patriot, give us a call, because I just want to ask you some real elementary questions. I promise they won't be hard. And it basically comes down to the Pledge of Allegiance. That's all I'm going to ask you. 1-877-807-9977. You don't think people are real sheepish right now because I just kind of scattered the flocks. You know, I had a guy one time say this to me. It was about 10 years ago. He said, Bradley, if you keep beating the sheep like that, they're not going to come back. And I said to him, well, if they were sheep, then I wouldn't have to beat them, would I? Boy, let's put into perspective, folks.
I mean, there could be some goats out
there. Oh, Bradley, you're just railroading them. You're just, no, I'm telling them things you never bothered to tell them. Christ came to set men free, not to put them into bondage unto you. Folks, the question I want to ask you is this. Simple stuff. Do we live under a democracy or a republic? Matter of fact, we'll pull up some more DVDs, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, and they'll throw them at you. 1-877-807-9977. Heather, will you throw them to me really quick? Now, folks, when you call in, Heather likes to talk because Jake never talks to her. I don't know why. I mean, she's a cool girl.
She's a great girl.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to spend some time with her.
The best in the planet, actually.
Have you taken her to the zoo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We just did the zoo on Monday. Remember the field trip?
Yeah.
For the kids? Learned about mammals, amphibians.
The only day we walked into the zoo, folks, all the power was down. I looked at him, and I was totally plain, and I said, so has this happened before? The lady looks at me, Carrie, and she says, not since I've been here. What is the deal?
The Sons of Liberty have entered the building.
Oh, and then you walk in there, and some of these cages, they reek. Oh, geez, dude. I looked at one of the girls, and I said, geez, dude, at least take a bath, or do you got deodorant for this guy?
There, buddy?
And he walked right up to the window, and he was probably, you know, 2 feet shorter than me. He just looked at me like he wanted to kill me. It's like, geez, I ever do anything to you? He looks at me and says, get me out of this state. Get me out of this cage here. These people think I like it. The gorilla looked at me and says, man, you should take some of these people and throw them in the cage and let me out.
Let me look at them.
These conservatives, these earth people.
Yes.
Wow.
They hug trees.
1-877-807-9977. We'll go on. Do we live under a democracy or a republic? I'm just going to get people to think again. This is a portion, an exposition of what we do in high school assemblies. Are we a republic or a democracy, folks? I submit that question to your candor. Do you like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Candor is good.
Ah.
Candor, call 877-807.
Well, let me put you to the question. Maybe this will get people thinking that the other guy's here real quick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Admiral, said Darth Vader.
Ooh.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Heather, throw them at us real quick, please.
Luke, I am your father.
Greg, welcome to the show. Hey, how are you, sir?
Hey!
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Fabulous. I'm fantabulous, too, Greg. Thanks for calling in.
It's a great day,
Greg. I'm glad to hear it. I usually get to talk to your lovely bride.
Oh, cool. Well, good for her. Yeah? Good for you, too? Okay.
Well,
whatever.
What's your question?
My question is are we... Wait a second. I'm the show host here.
Sorry, sir.
Greg, do we live under a democracy or do we live as a republic?
We live in a representative republic.
Thank you, sir. That's all I wanted to ask. Now, did you see how simple that was? Greg, did you get the DVD, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol?
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you. And please give us some response, live response for the people, okay? Because it's great,
okay.
And you need to see it, especially due to the fact that you're in Minnesota here. So thanks for calling. Heather's going to pick it up. Yep. Okay, now he was right. Greg was right when he said we live as a republic. That's right, a constitutional republic. That's what we are. Mm-hmm. College students, is that what you're learning in college? Probably not. Let me give you the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, not a global nation, not United Nations. One nation under God, the God of the Mosaic Institution, indivisible. That means cannot be parted or divided, with liberty and justice for all who obey the laws of our republic. But if you thought we were a democracy like many politicians in the state of Minnesota do, this is how they say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want and to the democracy for which it falls. One nation under a dictatorship, and I'm a part of that dictatorship, says the politician, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. Listen to what the father of our Constitution, Mr. James Madison, rightly said. He was known, again, as the father of our Constitution, and he had something different to say about what a democracy is. A real quick question, folks. Who was the last president who at least acknowledged that we are a republic? I can't even remember one.
I was going to say.
We're a democracy. We're a democracy. We're a democracy. We're a democracy. No, we're not. We are a republic. Listen to what James Madison said. He said, democracy is the most vile form of government. Listen to the specificity and the details of what he said was vile about it. Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence. What's happening today? And contention. What's happening today? They have ever been found incompatible with personal security, of personal rights, of property. What are we hearing? Oh, it's for the good of the people. It's the good of the people. It's the good of the people. No. He goes on, and have in general been short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths. What's the difference between a democracy and a republic? Democracy is based off of emotions and opinion. The republic is founded in what? Principle. Jake, you want to expound?
Yeah, I'm reading this thing. I did a blog at Constitution Jake. And this guy, who his name is William, at the top of this event, it was the faith values or something like that. And somebody said, look, Mom, I'm an atheist. So I put on there, basically, that's really smart. So you don't believe in a God, then where do your rights come from? Just kind of that. So this educational.
How do you know the difference between right and wrong? You know,
exactly.
If you want to confuse an atheist, ask them, how do you know the difference between right and wrong?
This educational giant, I guess I just didn't know who I was stepping in the ring with because he was so smart.
Yeah.
He said, for example, or he said, you know, he understood what a deist was. He goes to the standard arguments and whatnot. But if you look at what they come down with, this is what he said. I actually went to real schools, universities even, took classes on world religions, metaphysics, even Christianity.
Wow.
And I know what I'm talking about. I studied a thing called government policy. And to believe that your rights are God-given is only the extent you can prove God, which you can't. So it's a moot point. So
as the words are coming out of the creation's mouth.
Exactly.
What a fool.
But yet he loves the Declaration of Independence.
Folks, does a building have a builder?
No, that's insulting my
folks,
intelligence.
Folks, does a painting have a painter?
Of course.
So therefore, creation has to have a creator.
Oh, but hold on a minute.
Well, no, let me give you the answer, because the Bible says we're not to find our faith in the power, we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. That's the problem. Yep. Because if you talk to the Christian professed colleges in the state of Minnesota here, I'm telling you what, there is no difference between that, for example, University of Minnesota and some of these local Christian colleges, because they're doing the same thing. See, they've compromised the Word of God, and then they wonder where God's at.
That's right.
That's the problem.
And then you got people like this that compromise that there's no rights outside of who God is. There is no rights, and that's the difference between a republic and a democracy. A democracy bases your rights on people. So when I said to this young man, okay, so then where do rights come from? Do they come from a man? And he said, well, we just have rights. He doesn't want to say the fact they're God-given. If they're not God-given, they can be taken from man, created from man, and that's what you have right now.
That's kind of the mentality that says we don't have to work, but you owe it to us anyway.
That's exactly right. A man can tell you that, too.
Wow.
And then health care becomes a right, and housing becomes a right.
In other words, you just became God.
Exactly.
Wow. Isaiah 14, read it when you get a minute, folks.
Ascend his throne.
We're going to come back on Republic versus Democracy. If you'd like to be a part of the show, just to say, hey, 1-877-807-9977. God, Bradley, and Jake, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Doolittle's in Porter Creek, whose headquarters is located in Bloomington. Doolittle's has been around since 1989 and has steadily grown because of its commitment to its ideals and goals, which are accomplished through loyal and dedicated employees. I felt very privileged to sit down with Mr. Reimer, one of the owners of Doolittle. He had explained to me that their mission is to provide the best quality dining experience possible. They offer unique and fresh ingredients along with the aroma of a wood-fired rotisserie cooking. It's no wonder Doolittle's has been awarded Best Lunch, Best Dinner, and Best Service in 2011 by Echo Press People's Choice Awards. So, with four Doolittle's to pick from in Eagan, Golden Valley, Alexandria, or Fargo, there's no reason not to treat yourself to a great dining experience. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for those businesses who hold our conservative values.
Such soothing music, Jake.
That is. Makes me soothe.
Hey, got Bradley and Jake. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the difference between a democracy and a republic. And Jake was talking about an atheist right before the break, and I said, Jake, that's really all you have to do is tell the people. Yeah. How do you explain God answering your prayers?
That's right. And
now, you explain to me how God does answers. It's not an issue of, is God there? No. It's an issue of, do we believe that God answers prayer? Yes, he does.
And here's the problem. How do you explain America if God doesn't answer prayer? He went on to say, of course, George Washington was a deist.
Yeah, oh, sure he was.
So I buried him on that one. And it wasn't even that I buried him. It's just bringing facts to him. I really liked this part that he said. Debating me. That's what he said. He's kind of a funny guy. Debating me in this thread is probably the closest you've ever come to a real education.
That's it. See, they step in it, don't they?
I'd rather you just respond with thank you. So I said thank you, Will, for helping me clarify how far gone modern political thought has gotten.
Amen.
The fact that you are a university student who studied the best topics by the most sophisticated social engineers is really helpful in understanding where you are coming from.
Yeah.
A make-believe land where you think people like you are going to bring us to utopia, a land of modern revisionists who write history according to their own bias.
Yeah, and when they die, then they find out there's a lot of fire.
And that's exactly where I went with them. Because in this comment, too, this is interesting, there was a whole host of Christians watching this. And you know how you get notified whenever somebody Facebook's in it?
Yeah. You get a lot of spectators, Jake.
Nobody else said a word
to this guy. You're right.
And he wasn't expecting me then to drill into him and start to tell him about, then you're disrespecting the blood of our veterans, then you disrespect Christ. And then he threw out these insults towards God and Christ, pretend like he didn't believe in him.
Yeah.
But when the law stopped his mouth, at the end he basically wrote it up and, well, pray for me, okay?
No, you know what? Folks, seriously, this is great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you take a stand.
That's right.
Because they're looking for someone that believes what the Word of God says. And when you believe it, they respond to it.
That's right.
They want to challenge you. Okay, if you believe it, then what about this? What about this? They're not the bad people.
Nope.
They're the ones that have been blinded by the God of this world.
Yep.
And how do we open their eyes? By preaching the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news.
That's right.
And we bring forth the light that exposes the darkness. And when they see the light, they say, hey, it's like somebody turned a light on.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Yep.
Good for you, Jay.
And it doesn't come from anything else than just standing, like you said. And there's going to be a witness to it. And you don't cave in. I mean, there were so many times here where I could just picture, oh, Brother Will, we just need to pray for you that Jesus softens your heart. One time he even said something like that arrogantly. And I said,
I loathe that.
Why would one pray? Because he's the enemy to God right now.
Yeah.
And in faithfulness, you've got to put him in that position until he realizes that he's standing before a just and holy God here. This isn't a simple disrespect of some person.
Yeah, you know what?
Christ,
you go to the Arlington Cemetery.
That's what I brought up. Yep.
Yeah, you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Yep.
You try chewing gum. You try talking there. And those soldiers are going to stop, call you out. And if you don't listen to them, they're going to kick you out of the park.
That's right.
That's called respect, folks. And you do the same thing in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And you do the same thing in government.
Yep.
Because somebody paid for your freedom.
That's right.
That's what you are honoring.
And that's what it gets down to. If somebody's not willing to be bold and stand and be strong, it's because they don't truly have the love to the Savior that they say they
have. That's right. They just want to stand in the way. They want to be spectators. They don't want to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to tell you how you're supposed to play the game.
Spectators for Jesus, right?
Seriously, that is a whole nother avenue, but I cannot stand them people. I'm just humored by it. I mean, I get around these people. Folks, I'm 6'5". I got hair down to my biscuits, for a better way of saying it. That's what I tell my kids, right? And I got tattoos. Okay? For some reason, these guys, these little geeks come over with their suits on, and they want to pray for you, and you don't even see any fruit on their trees. Bradley, could I pray for you? If they got the gall to do it, Bradley, could I pray for you? No, I don't want you praying for me. I see what you don't do. I see your hypocrisy a mile away. And by the way, so does everybody else.
Yeah.
Listen, why don't you read your Bible, know what you're talking about, and then come talk to me. Up until that point, shut it, because I don't have any time for you. I mean, how humid are you, Jay? Can I pray for you guys real quick?
Yeah. I just want to pray the Lord blesses you.
Yeah, Jesus, oh, Jesus, we love you, Jesus. You know what? Here's another thing, too. Talking about that, seriously, I loathe them people.
Sick! It's
gross. Yeah. Read Isaiah 30, folks. It's a covering, but not my covering.
Right.
They add sin to sin. They despise the law of God. Well, David said he loved the law. So did Paul in the New Testament. They don't magnify the law because they don't see the price.
That's right.
They don't see the price that was paid for their redemption.
Mm-hmm.
See, they want to withdraw and withhold the cross of Christ. They want to withhold the truth to set people free. And they think they're in it. And if they can get you to submit to some of their dead prayers, then they think they got one over on you for some reason. That's how they elevate themselves.
Yeah.
I don't want your prayers, dude. No offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I see a guy that has scars and he has blood in the game, and he's out there doing this stuff, those are the kind of people that I want to be with. And folks, choose your friends wisely.
It's the only ones you can trust.
Yeah. Yeah. Choose your friends wisely. Your friends will tell you hard things. They will not tell you soft things. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Remember that Judas kissed the Son of God while he was betraying him. And these people kiss the world all day long. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. What did Jesus do in John 15? He exposed the world for their sin. Jesus didn't come into the world to tell them everything was okay. He showed them their need for repentance and remission of sins, and then and only then would they receive the Holy Ghost. That's being born again. And see, what you have is a bunch of these loopy freaks out there praising God, dancing around, waving flags, and they don't even know who they're praising because they're still dead in their sin. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, not the dead, buried old man, not the sinful nature. See, folks, and that's exactly what our forefathers knew when they established the righteousness of David, the branch of David. And how did they do it? They did it through righteousness and judgment, the very habitation of God's throne. That's so far out for them. To bring resolve to the American people is so far out for them. To bring answers to the people when they come into the church, it's so far out from them. Oh, just pray. That's just right. Wait. I've been waiting for 23 years. What do you mean wait? I want to see your Christ. I want to see your Christianity. Amen. Does the Lord still heal? Yeah, he does. Does he still answer prayers? Yeah, he does. Is he still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Yeah, he does. Does the gifts of the Spirit still flow? Yeah, they do. Oh, I just don't believe that. Well, then you're a believer that doesn't believe. You're the hypocrite. The Bible says in Malachi 3:16 that I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. In Hebrews 13, what did he say? I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I didn't change. Folks, the Lord's still up in the heavens saying, hey, I didn't change. They're the ones changing. And then the Lord asked the question back, who's changing? Me or you? Look in the mirror. And if you look in the mirror and be honest with yourself, you can see America's going the wrong direction because we have forsaken the Lord's way. You brought it up, Jake.
Yeah.
God bless you, brother.
You know, he said,
totally plain.
I'm just thinking of what this warped mentality is a product of that. He said, if there is a God and he's willing to punish me with eternal damnation simply for not groveling before him, then he's an expletive, a-hole. And why would we worship someone or something like that? I said, you act as though God owes you something. And that's what they teach. Yeah. God owes us something. Typical of those that protest American troops for serving when it is just, they look to the troops and say, what are you going to do for me?
That's
after
right.
They just did it all.
Yeah. They come back with withered limbs. They come back with crippled
That's
men.
Right.
Their arms missing. Some of them get killed over in battle. And they stand there and they have the audacity to say to them, what are you going to give
me?
What are you going to owe me? You owe me.
That's right.
I got to finish this, Jake.
Breath.
We were talking about republic versus democracy to bring this to a closure. A republic is based off of law, laws which cannot be changed. As a republic, you have rights given to you by God. As a democracy, you have privileges given to you by the state. And President Andrew Jackson was right when he said this. By the way, Andrew Jackson got saved through a faithful preacher that warned him, just the way John the Baptist did. But he said rightfully, the Bible is what our republic rests upon. That's a great dovetail, isn't it?
You have no republic.
You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we love you by what we do. That's it. You know us by our fruit. Outside of that, we look forward to hearing from you on Monday.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
GCN, 5 days a week. And on Saturdays, all right, 4 to 6. But on Monday through Friday, it's just like, what's going on with that?
2 to 3.
Gotcha.